right, guys. Welcome to today's podcast episode of David J. Sherwin's Recovery Podcast featuring Mary Sherwin, who is my wife, who I've been trying to get on to the show for a long time. And I have started talking to her about my goals that I've been, the courses that I've done. And I shared with her some of the ideas that I've been having. And she's starting to work on her goals, and she's learning quite a bit, which she'll share with you guys as well. And I'm going to introduce her right now. Hello, Mary.
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
Hey, Mary. Yeah, so the way this is all set up, obviously, I'm so happy you're here with me today. Obviously, it's great. It's just something I've been waiting for. And part of the reason why I've actually been waiting to have guests is because I wanted to have Mary on. So it's really cool to have you. So without further ado, just introduce yourself.
Well, I'm Dave's wife, like he just said. So he's been talking about setting goals and being motivated to like succeed within setting the goals that you create for yourself. So he had me do this exercise where you write down your five top goals. And then after you have your five goals, you circle the one that you need to complete first. And in doing that, it kind of just made things a little click for me a little bit more. In my goals, I wrote down that I wanted to be healthier. I wanted to, you know, go back to school and graduate with my college degree and things leading down the line after that. So with starting with my own personal health, I am doing this 1 mile a day for like the next 21 days while drinking a gallon of water a day. Just kind of eating healthier, being positive, really just taking care of myself and focusing on me for a change instead of always putting myself last in regards to like our family dynamic. So with Dave going over like all the goals and things like that and me taking this time now to reassess where I'm at has really helped me succeed. And I've been like journaling about it, which is nice, and taking progress things.
You're on Instagram too now, right?
Yeah, I have my own Instagram account. It's Mary Sherwin _XOXO. If you guys want to follow me,
I'll put a link in the description below also. So yeah, it's pretty cool that you've been working on it. It's like I said, it's motivated me a lot to get myself together and to take the time. Like today, I told Mary that if I got up early, that I'd eat breakfast and have lunch, but that's only if it's going to be like if it's a miracle to happen. And by some miracle, I woke up super early today because I work an odd 3 to 11 shift. So it can kind of be a constraint and it can kind of mess with my motivation, which is a funny thing to talk about motivation and complain about waking up early. But Mary's been a lot of motivation for me with waking up as early as she did today. And just, you know, I shared a little status on Facebook about the best time to plant a tree. And I asked, what's the best time to plant a tree? Yesterday. And then when's the next time to best time to plant a tree? And that's today. And Mary's really jumping on it and rocking it, which is great. And I can definitely tell, like, there's been like a change in like your attitude too. Can you like talk about that also, like as far as like career working it, like a job situation, how that's affected you like spiritually and whatnot?
Yeah, so recently I had just quit my job due to everything that's been happening with like coronavirus and my own personal work environment at work. It was just kind of toxic and making me very sick. Like I was like I developed bad ear infections and my morale wasn't very good. Like spiritually, I wasn't in the best mindset. Like I was always angry, always depressed, not like really wanting to do anything. So spiritually, I wasn't there. So taking time for myself, I'm fortunate enough to be able to rely on Dave now to kind of let me take a step back, refocus myself, and let my mind and body kind of tell me what I need and where I need to go so that I can be where I want to be and do what I want to do and focus on me and then my family, you know?
Yeah. And it like, it makes such like a difference in like the dynamic, like the family dynamic, and realizing like how important like working equal as a team is. Like I was talking about that book that I was reading, and I've recommended it to a few people. And if you guys haven't checked it out, it's a book called Lean In from Sheryl Sandberg. She is a, she's done a lot of amazing things as well, but she really keyed in, like she really jumped in on a lot of points. That one of them that helped me understand was like, hey, like as a husband, you know, like you, the more supportive that you are to the woman in your life. And I know it's kind of like a repetition thing of talking about it or whatever, or like, you know, it's like, be more supportive. But like, I've got to be real. And that's part of the reason why I like doing this podcast, is that like this past weekend, I just had like a crazy amount of information that I've absorbed, and it's good information. You know, it's not like I was sitting around playing video games. Like I really believe in education, good education that is worth your time investing in too. And figuring out things that you want to learn about, hence why I'm going to drop this sponsor right here. And coming back to that, learning about how to build a podcast has helped me, like spiritually, it's helped me tremendously. And then sharing this information that I was just talking to you guys about, this whole book called Lean In, how it talked about, and it was really weird. Like it's such a like a mind scramble, and I kind of want to share about it because I'm a fan of Joe Rogan's podcast, and I was watching it, and he had a guest on named David Koh, and it was a really interesting podcast. Like it was literally probably his best episode, and it was this weekend, like in the midst of me taking like an education course, because like I like to balance things out, and like when I'm falling asleep, I'll listen to his podcast to help go to sleep, because I feel as though some points that are made help me not feel like I'm just completely crazy and help get ideas out of my head as well. So I really believe in getting out of your head and just doing whatever it is. So anyways, like I said, here's the story behind it, which I think is going to be interesting. So I was taking the course, and I got told that, okay, learn about this person, Sheryl Sandberg, right? And this person, David Koh, started saying lean into it. Like that was his whole theme throughout the whole podcast. He kept saying lean in, and I was like, what the heck is he talking about? Why is he saying what this lady's book is all about? I was like, you know what? I'm going to go read it, and if it's great, great. I'll go recommend it to people. And sure than crap, you know, like for me, and I'm going to be honest too, like I normally kind of somewhat lean more conservative. So I don't normally lean into like I believe in equality. I think equality is important, but I think like to some degrees there can be extremes with it, which I like to be careful about. But this person's book, Lean In, which is got like some feminist points, made sense to me as far as equality goes. So it's just a story, and I don't mean to drag it away from Mary and what she's doing. And you know, I'm just sharing that as like something of like how like building and just not being in your head, I guess. I don't know. What do you think, Mary? What do you think about that whole book idea of getting it out of my head and whatever?
I mean, I think it's good to talk about things that you're passionate about. I have not read that book yet, so I'm looking forward to reading it when you said you just finished it. So I'll probably read it as soon as you hand it over. But
yeah,
as far as like women equality, like, you know, that's what everything's based upon. Like everyone, not only just for women, but in general, like human equality is super important. And yeah, spiritually, like people need to take into consideration where people's feelings might be hurt. You know, like I started my journey to better myself because I'm so sick of worrying about how other people perceive me that it doesn't matter. Like you just need to take it one day at a time, do your best, you know, set mini goals for yourself. Like, hey, I'm going to wake up at 6. Cool. You finished that goal. You did a good thing. You succeeded in something today. Yeah. Take it one step at a time. Like if you want to read that book that Dave recommended, you should. It sounds like a really great book. He's very passionate about it. He's talked about it for like the past 2 days, like nonstop. Yeah. So.
Yeah. And like something that like Mary, like as you were talking about that, like it kind of opened up my mind to this idea of just like equality, right? Like balance. Like, and it's so crazy, but like you think about it right now and like, how important balance is in life and like maintaining the flow of things. And actually, like I did meditation today and that was a topic of what I was doing was flow, like how to like flow so you don't feel all crazy and stuff. So meditation is really important and just being spiritually in touch. I know like I can tell with like Mary, just like in general, you just seem way better. Like, like I'm happy for you. Like I'm really happy that like you've made these positive steps. So
yeah, I'm like I said, I'm pretty fortunate to take a step back from my work during this time with this pandemic and everything to kind of refocus on myself. And you know, it might not be that for whoever is listening now, but take it one day at a time. See like what, write down your 5 goals. Circle the one that's most important that you can succeed in the next few months or today, whatever the case may be. And just do the baby steps. Just do it. That's right. All you need.
Like that first, so like those 5 goals, think about them, right? And then it doesn't matter what they are, but think about them, put them down on paper, and then figure out which goal out of those 5 goals needs to be done first so you can complete the other 4. So you can complete the other 4, basically. And it's been pretty powerful. I saw Mary take it and run with it, so it's working out pretty well. So what were like the other 4 goals that you had talked about?
Well, I wrote down to graduate college with an actual degree. And then I put to be healthier. I want to be able to own our own home and be able to support our family and like provide for like anything that we want to do. Like I don't want to have to struggle. And I think that's the goal for everyone. Like you don't want to live uncomfortably. Like you may have to sacrifice now and live uncomfortably, but think big picture. Like where are you going to be in the next few years after you succeed? You know, you want to take the next steps to be a better person, to be a better human and be able to provide for like your family or loved ones that you care about. And I think that's ultimately everyone's goal. You know, you want to be mentally capable to be able to support and take care of others.
Yeah. And something else too, that like I got out of it was like, as like, you're going through the goals that you're trying to accomplish, like take in mind this too, because it's going to take up years for you to accomplish those goals. So I think something that might be important for you, sorry, my daughter's joining in on the show as well. But, so something else that I think is important to consider when you're going along those goals is the whole idea of the journey along the way.
Yeah, like for myself with being healthy, like
enjoy the scenery while you're driving.
Yeah, like
right?
I'm pretty overweight, and I know it's not going to happen tomorrow as much as I'd like it to happen tomorrow. Everything is a process. There's setbacks in life, like Olivia jumping in on the podcast with us, you know.
Not a setback.
It's not a setback, but, you know.
It's an addition.
Yeah, it's an unexpected occurrence that happens, and you just have to roll with it. Like Dave was saying, you got to flow with how everything happens in life. You just got to, if something, like, comes into your path, you either, like, you have to live and learn, and that's right. Part of life.
So, yeah. So, anything else you want to share?
I don't think so.
Okay. So, I thought this was a great first episode with Mary, for sure. Went 17 minutes. But, yeah. So, that's pretty much where we're at right now. Again, if you guys want to follow Mary's journey, you can follow her at, again.
Hi.
You said Mary Sherwin XOXO underscore?
It's Mary Sherwin underscore XOXO.
Okay. And I'll leave a link in the description as well. And then you can follow me also on Instagram, at Facebook, at Twitter, at YouTube, wherever else, at David J. Sherwin.
Hi.
Hi, Olivia. And, yeah, so hope you guys are all having a wonderful day, Tuesday, and I will see you all soon.